Fred left the room, and we were alone again.
What a confounded nuisance, said Maxim. That Cupid is worth a hell of a lot.
How I loathe the servants' rows, too. I wonder why they come to me about it. That's your job, sweetheart.
I looked up from Jasper, my face red as fire.
Darling, I said, I meant to tell you before, but I forgot. The fact is, I broke that Cupid when I was in the morning room yesterday.
You broke it? Well, why the devil didn't you say so when Fred was here?
I don't know. I didn't like to. I was afraid he would think me a fool.
He'll think you much more of a fool now. You'll have to explain to him and Mrs. Danvers.
Oh, no, please. Maxim, you tell them, let me go upstairs.
Don't be a little idiot. Anyone would think you were afraid of them.
I am afraid of them. At least, not afraid, but...
The door opened, and Fred ushered Mrs. Danvers into the room.
I looked nervously at Maxim.
He shrugged his shoulders, half amused, half angry. It's all a mistake, Mrs. Danvers. Apparently, Mrs. De Winter broke the Cupid herself and forgot to see anything, said Maxim.